From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China says it's halting imports of North Korean coal, iron ore, and seafood to comply with the latest UN Security Council sanctions over the North's missile and nuclear programs. China's Pyongyang's largest trading partner, but Tufts University analyst Sung-Yoon Lee doesn't think it amounts to much.
I think China will make some gestures, cut down, scale back on the import of seafood and iron, but there's really no way to verify, monitor these things, these human economic activities. So I don't think this is groundbreaking news.
Monday, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said he'd watch the actions of the U.S. before ordering the launch of missiles into waters near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis vowed Monday to take out any missile headed to Guam. North Korea's decision was met with relief by Guam Lieutenant Governor Ray Tenorio.
We're happy that he has taken a look at their plans, as he said, and we'll be holding off on, at least it appears, to be imminent threats to Guam at this point.
But the island's Homeland Security Advisor said there's been no change to the threat level. Mattis and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson wrote Monday the U.S. is seeking a diplomatic solution to the crisis, called on China to exert its influence over Pyongyang. Unidentified gunmen Monday attacked a U.N. peacekeeping base in northern Mali's city of Timbuktu, killing seven people, including five Malian security guards, a policeman, and a civilian. Several others were wounded. A Malian army spokesman said four of the attackers were also killed. In a separate incident Monday, a peacekeeper was killed during an attack by armed men on U.N. and Malian personnel in Duensta in central Mali. This is VOA News. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, addressing his supporters Monday, denounced U.S. threats of military action against his government and called for preparations for an imperialist invasion. Mr. Maduro said this homeland will not be intimidated and not be defeated. Last week, President Donald Trump said he could not rule out military action as the South American country's economic, social, and political crisis deepens. Vice President Mike Pence in Latin America said the U.S. would, with its Latin allies, bring the full measure of America's economic and diplomatic power to bear until Venezuelan democracy is restored. President Donald Trump ordered his trade office Monday to investigate whether China is stealing American intellectual property.
Today I'm directing the United States Trade Representative to examine China's policies, practices, and actions with regard to the forced transfers of American technology and the theft of American intellectual property.
Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says he'll have a year to investigate the alleged Chinese theft of U.S. technology and intellectual property. Washington could eventually ask the World Trade Organization to impose penalties on China or seek some other remedy. China's Ministry of Commerce warned Tuesday China would react to defend its interests if the U.S. damages trade ties. In Kenya, many ignored an opposition call for a one-day strike Monday following last week's election that saw President Uhuru Kenyatta return to power. The Kenyan leader called on the opposition to use legal mechanisms and demonstrations to air its grievances.
But I truly believe that there is no single Kenyan anywhere who wants to continue to see violence, looting, and demonstrations that end up destroying property.
Mr. Kenyatta was officially declared winner of the hotly contested election Friday, but post-election violence left more than 20 dead. Opposition leader Raila Odinga has charged widespread fraud, although international election observers said the ballot was generally free and fair. Speaking to Parliament Tuesday, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani warned his country could withdraw from the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement in days or hours, not weeks or months, if the U.S. continues imposing sanctions. He insisted the new sanctions violate the deal. The sanctions imposed last month target companies and individuals linked to the country's ballistic missile program. Zimbabwe's vice president, seen as a possible successor to 93-year-old leader Robert Mugabe, has been hospitalized in South Africa, suffering from apparent food poisoning. 74-year-old Emerson Mnangagwa was airlifted to South Africa, missing Heroes Day celebrations in Harare. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, marking the anniversary of Japan's World War II surrender, Tuesday said a ritual offering to the controversial Yasukuni Shrine for the nation's war dead. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.